Nah, nah, honey, I'm good. I can have another, but I probably should not. I got somebody at home. It's been a long night here and a long night there. And these long, long legs are damn near everywhere. Hold up, now you look good. I will not lie. But if you ask where I'm staying tonight, I gotta be like, oh, baby, no, baby. You got me all wrong, baby, my.
Hello everyone, I'm Marietta and this is Exotism Today, where we introduce quality music from different Western countries.
I am Prima and glad to meet everyone in Exotism. So, what's for tonight, Marietta?
I have prepared a lot of good songs from different languages like Portugal.
Really? What's for the first song tonight? A Portugal song?
Yep, the first song is originally from Brazil, and it became a big hit when it first showed up. It also has been used for the theme song of an online football game, PES 2013, because it's a really lively song. Many famous football players even dance to this song.
I know that many players like Memo and Ronaldo dance it when they had a successful score. And I must say that this song is pretty inspiring so that it can make so many scores. Well, even though I am joking, I just cannot deny it. It's value in Brazil music.
Well, now let's enjoy this special dance music, I'll say the bagel.
Simba! Nossa, nossa! Assim você me mata. Ai, se eu te pego. Ai, ai, se eu te pego. Ai, delícia, delícia. Assim você me mata. Ai, se eu te pego. Ai, ai, se eu te pego, hein? Sábado na balada, a galera começou a dançar e passou a menina mais linda. Tomei coragem e comecei a falar. Como é que é, vai? Nossa, nossa, assim você me mata. Ai, se eu te pego. Ai, ai, se eu te pego. Delícia, delícia, assim você me mata. Ai, se eu te pego. Ai, ai, se eu te pego. Deba!
This sounds a little interesting anyway. It is so cheerful.
After this cheerful song, what kind of music do you want to bring us?
You know that my major is French, so that what I am going to bring you guys must be a French song.
To be honest, French songs are always gentle and romantic, and French itself is already beautiful enough.
I admit that too. So, although this song today is old, it triumphs and presents as a romantic role for couples. This song is named Aimé, which is a song for the opera Romeo and Juliet. This opera was first performed in 2002 in France and has got plenty of achievements since then.
That's really amazing, you know. Romeo and Juliet is from Britain, and I would never think that Frenchmen would present it so well. Will I have a chance to enjoy this well-known show, I would be crazy about it.
Actually, you have this chance now. And welcome to China. I'm in Beijing on December the 9th and 10th, but before you throw yourself to the show, let's enjoy this song first.
Les oiseaux aimer, c'est ce qu'il y a de plus beau.
Aimer, c'est voler le temps. Aimer, c'est rester vivant et brûler au cœur d'un volcan. Aimer, c'est ce qu'il y a de plus.
Donner le meilleur de
I promise I will go for the opera in December. So what's the last recommendation?
The last song I chose is more or less unique from other songs we played today.
Why is that? Is it weird?
No, it's just not a foreign language song, it's just in English. But what makes it exotic is that the band who made it is a leader in independent music in Norway. So we can still call it an exotic song because it's from the European countries.
May I know the name of the band? I mean, you know there are so many good musicians in Norway.
Of course, they are the Kid Astray, an indie pop band from Sandvika, Norway.
I can guess that you will bring us there back to ordinary. The group members met each other when they are in the same high school, and they made their own band and released their own album.After their music are known, Kid Astray received numerous awards which are not so well known.
But it is enough and remarkable for indie bands like them. And as a responsible radio station's responsible music program, we're gonna promote this kind of quality music to everyone.
Yeah, so responsible. I know you are just joking, but I'm kinda agree with it. And we are going to keep bringing our friends more great music. We will make our program better too.
Time flies and I am going to say goodbye with you, my friend. I am Prayman. See you next week.
I'm Marietta. Goodbye.
Hey guys, this is Interlude, where we get to know singers from all over the world with the help of almighty internet. This is Jenny.
Hi everyone, I'm Sherry. Today we are going to bring you a song called Tiny Heart from Kimberly Henderson.
I heard of her before. She's from South Carolina, US. In 2014, she uploaded a video on her Facebook of herself and her baby girl while she was singing her girl a song to sleep.Because of her beautiful voice, she got 20 million likes in a week.
Definitely. In a week, she turned to a star. You know what, Jenny? This song is for her daughter, and she is a single mom. Life is really hard for her, and her daughter means everything to her.
She is definitely a great mom. I heard that she was invited to Los Angeles by a record company, and they wanted to make an album for her after they saw her video.
What are we waiting for? Let's listen to Tiny Hearts by Kimberly.
Sometimes I feel like my whole world is crashing down. While all my friends are being young and dumb and playing around.Living a life that I just had to let go. I watch you sleep right next to me. It's you and me on our own.
So touching, I almost cried.
Sure, it is a touching song. From her voice and lyric, I can feel her hardship.
I can feel it too. Okay, so let's turn our attention to another song. It is a cover version, but it for sure gives audience a different feeling of this song. The song is called A Thousand Years.
A Thousand Years? Isn't it a song from Twilight?
Yes, the original singer is Christina Perry.The one we're gonna listen to is Kurt Snyder's version. Sherry, do you know Kurt Snyder? He is pretty popular, and he has a Meipai account to connect with his Chinese friends.
I know him. He's pretty talented. I saw his Meipai account, and he has like 493,000 followers. I thought he's a filmmaker and a music producer, more than a singer.
Yes, but he likes singing.So sometimes he also sings and records videos with his friends.
He definitely enjoys what he is doing, and his job is like his hobby. He sure has a good life doing what he likes. Without further ado, let's enjoy it.
How to be brave? How can I love when I'm afraid to fall? But watching you stand alone.All of my doubt suddenly goes away somehow. One step closer. I have died every day waiting for you. Darling, don't be afraid. I have loved you.
I like this cover version more than the original version because it gives me a totally different view.
The two versions are somehow different but express the same story. It depends on what kind of voice you like. Jenny, I think it's time to finish up today's Interlude. We will bring you more songs next time. Please follow next week's Interlude. I'm Sherry.
And I'm Jenny. Next week, same time, same place.
Bye! Bye.
Welcome to Hominet, I'm Sherry, and this is Hayden speaking. I'm so thrilled to meet with you guys again on this gorgeous Tuesday.
It feels so right to be here. I'm Kern, and we will bring you up-to-date topics together with the most entertaining news.
Hominet, hot off the press. Firstly, I want to share with you one news that totally aroused my interest.Do you remember the once extremely hot incident happened to an editor of BuzzFeed?
Haha, are you talking about Orange Bro? His story went viral in China at the time, but I don't remember more details.
A BuzzFeed editor, Matt Stauffer, who in 2014 had his iPhone stolen. Unbeknownst to him, the cell phone made its way to China, and a year later, random pictures began appearing on his photo stream, including a number of pictures of a serious-looking man in front of an orange tree. On Weibo, the online community dubbed the man Li Hongjun, Brother Orange, and helped Stubborer track him down. Stubborer eventually sold out Hongjun in China, with both becoming overnight celebrities. Back in the US, the two appeared on Ellen Show.
Oh, I remember this dude. His pictures were everywhere on Microblog. They are truly hilarious.
What's more, Jim Parsons, noted for the lovable geek Sheldon he played in The Big Bang Theory, is set to top-line Brother Orange, Warner Bros. Ellen DeGeneres and Jeff Klinman are gonna participate too.
So the movie story follows an unlikely accidental friendship that transcends cultural divides. It's kinda nice.
Yeah, I share your viewpoint, but now I'm more curious about which Chinese actor's gonna be Brother Orange.
It remains a mystery now. Let's just wait for the news.
Oh, it struck me that I also have heard a piece of astonishing news to share. It's announced that Jackie Chan would get an honorary Oscar statue, recognizing their lifetime contribution to film at a gala in Los Angeles in November.
Really? I mean, finally. I guess everyone in China has seen his film, and for me, since I was little, I have been watching his movies. So the news just got me thinking that Jackie really deserves this prize for the long-time devotion to the martial movie businesses and the effort he made to introduce China and Chinese kung fu to the whole world. We take pride in him.
Yes, and Sherry, do you have anything amusing to share?
As long as I know, there is no breaking up news or signs of new celebrity couples. But strange enough, the election of America's president tends to become dramatic. And when there's nothing else to talk about, we do some leisure chatting about it. After all, it's equally fun. To lots of people's surprise, Donald Trump turned out to become the president of America. And people reacted to this result in a very special way. They searched the question, how do I move to Canada? The Canada's immigration website broke down.
Even school gave out immigration charts in class. I don't know, maybe it's merely a joke. How Americans' attitudes to Trump are still unsettled.
Yeah, some made crazy songs about their presidential debate too, which are quite diverting. I don't know much about politics. Why don't we change the topic and talk about some other things like, alright, have you ever heard of the latest news from the Victoria's Secret fashion show? A Chinese singer, Zhu Ling, has been invited.
Wow, she rocks! Is she invited to be a model?
Not really. She's invited to watch the show. But anyway, it's great of her to become the first Asian female guest to the show.
Now I'm kinda looking forward to it. And that's all today's hominid. Latest news from the world of showbiz. I'm Sherry.
I'm Haley. See you guys next week.
This is Kurt. Remember, every Tuesday night, we are all here waiting for you.
Goodbye.
Hello everyone, welcome to TGIT. Thanks God it's Tuesday, where you can banish all the disturbing worries and enjoy a completely relaxed music journey with us. This is Sibyl with you tonight.
And this is Michael. Pertaining to the heavy burden and load, the midterm examination is around the corner. Do you have some efficient way to deal with it?
Yeah, of course. I'd like to listen to some old songs with my mind totally blank. And what about you?
Let me see. I may stay with myself. Sometimes I fancy old songs too.
Well, as the old saying goes, great men thinks alike.
Let's get something nostalgic. The first song we're going to bring you tonight is Hotel California.
Oh my god, I love it so much. It's a song of Eagles, which was released in 1977. I especially favor the lyrics. Some dance to remember, some dance to forget.
Written in the late 60s, when many musicians were addicted in drugs and carnal desire, it intended to redeem the rock and roll singers from futility.
Yep, so the singers were asking in the song, this could be heaven or this could be hell. Now, let's go back to the past century to listen to it again. When I heard of it, I can't stop to circulate again and again. But I have to go on with another song today. The next song is so classic and notable that you shouldn't miss. It has been covered by Madonna and Leslie Cheung. Guess what it is?
I got it. It must be American Pie.
Bingo!
It was first sung by Don McLean, but it hadn't been so popular before Madonna covered it. By the way, it is Leslie Cheung's signature song because he won the second prize after singing it.
I've heard that among the people who know the song, the older like the McLean's version, the younger like the Madonna's version. Those whose age is in the middle of them love the Cheung's version. Which one do you love best?
I love all of them. So let's listen to it now.
This week's TGIT, I strongly recommend you a song called I Will Never Marry. It was sung by Bob Dylan's girlfriend, Joan Baez, in memory of their romantic love stories.
Some say that love is a gentle thing, but it only has brought me pain. And the
See you guys next week. Goodbye and good night.
Brazil on Tuesday, and this is Top 5 Time Now. I'm Katya, a lovely girl as you know.
Come on, Katya. Hi, I'm your announcer, Grimes. Welcome to be here with us.
It's been a week without you guys. I really miss you. This is Katniss speaking. As usual, today we have 5 amazing songs which are on the top 5 of the Billboard chart. Let's get it started with the winning single, Closer.
Just fine before I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay.
It's really incredible. Closer has been on the top one for weeks. I can't help myself stopping hearing it. Maybe it has some strange impact to let all of us keep listening. Closer is one of my favorites.
Yeah, I have to say that Halsey is absolutely amazing musician to bring us such a magical song.
4 years, no calls, now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar, and I can't stop. No, I can't stop. So baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover that I know you can't afford. Bite that tattoo on your shoulder, pull the sheets right.
Okay. Now we're going on with the second one from today's top 5. Yes, Dub 2 single is Starboy, produced by Daft Punk. The single has been on the Billboard Top 2 for 2 weeks, and I always fall for this kind of electronic vibe of the song when I hear it, as well as for The Weeknd. He always finds his place on the top of the pop music industry.
I am a fan of him. Since The Hills had released, I have become The Weeknd fan. So, what's the top 3 song? I see. Oh, it's the incredible single, Heathens. I love it.
I'm definitely agree with you, but we have talked about this one for weeks already, so I'd like to share you guys another amazing song, and it is called Sex by Chet Cox. Let's hear it first.
Into my soul. I like it. What do you think,
Ryan? So do I. Okay, it's time for the next one. The single on top 4 is Let Me Love You by Justin Bieber. He did really a good job to get on the top 4 with his new single. And DJ Snake is really awesome. Love the beats.
Used to believe we were burning on the edge of something beautiful, something beautiful. Selling a dream, smoking mirrors keep us waiting on a miracle, on a miracle. Say go through the darkest of days, having to heartbreak away.
Okay, go straight to the last one. The top five is Broccoli by Dream and Leo Yate. Like the way it goes, Katya? Do you like Broccoli?
No, I don't like Broccoli. But I definitely like the song. It reminds me of the song Cheerleader somehow.
Seriously? Do they have anything in common? Anyway, Broccoli must get its reasons to be popular. But I just don't get it. Am I getting old?
I don't think so. You're still a child.
Ain't no telling what I'm feeling. Beyond, hey, hey, I'm beyond all that fuck shit. Hey.
Hey, lil' mama, would you like to be my sunshine? Nigga, touch my game, we gon' turn this shit to Columbine. Ice on my neck, cost me 10 times 3. $30,000 for a nigga to get free. I just hit Rodeo and I spent like 10 G's. I just did a show and spent the check on my mama.
Maybe it's time to say goodbye to my audience. The top 5 is going to an end, and do not forget to come back next Tuesday. We're here waiting for you.
Bye.
Bye.
Where's your brother Skip? Boy, I had a good day. Metro PCS, trapping ball, making plays. 50 shades of gray, beat that pussy like Hulk Hogan. I know you know my slogan, if it ain't about guap, I'm gone. Niggas hating cause I'm chosen from the concrete I had rolled. Shorty staring at my necklace cause my diamonds really froze. Put that dick up in her pussy, bet she feel it in her toes. I'm a real young nigga.
一个人的时候，听荔枝 FM。